This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Patricia Loveless, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S, date of birth 2/27/1942. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Loveless with stage 4 chronic kidney disease and diabetic nephropathy. She was hospitalized from April 26th through April 28th with increasing weakness that caused her to fall twice at home. And she was found to have a urinary tract infection and was very dehydrated. She did receive Rocephin and received injections of that every 3 days. And after IV fluids and the Rocephin, she began to feel stronger and was able to ambulate without difficulty. She does have recurrent chronic diarrhea due to pancreatic insufficiency. And generally when her diarrhea is bad, she gets very acidotic with very low CO2 levels. She had been doing well, and we were able to stop the sodium bicarbonate within the last year. However, the hospital restarted it because her CO2 level was very low when she was hospitalized at 16. So she started taking the sodium hydroxide, sodium bicarbonate, and that's 650 milligrams twice a day. And she has been taking that since April 28th when she was discharged. She hasn't had any major episodes of diarrhea after being discharged. She has started to take her pancreatic enzymes with snacks, and that has been helping prevent diarrhea exacerbations. Currently, she feels much better. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no blood or melena, and no recent diarrhea episodes. Urine is clear without cloudiness, odor, or blood. No edema, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I wanted to highlight that she's back on the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day. And pancreatic enzymes are 3 daily with meals, and she also takes one before snack. Physical exam, her weight is 127 pounds, pulse is 80, blood pressure 126 over 64. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, she has an increased S2 from the aortic valve replacement. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. No edema of the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done after hospitalization, May 2nd of 2024. Creatinine is 2.02, slightly higher, and we are doing monthly labs to monitor this. Sodium 138, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide is 23, using sodium bicarbonate 650 milligram twice a day. Calcium 9.2, albumin 3.9, estimated GFR is 25. Her hemoglobin is 10.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, and we are continuing monthly lab studies. 2, diabetic nephropathy. 3, recurrent pancreatitis with diarrhea, currently stable. The patient will continue monthly lab studies. For now, she's going to continue the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day. We'll see what the next lab study shows in June, and that may be able to be decreased or held again if those levels are normal and she's not experiencing recurrent diarrhea. and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 2 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.